Daf Yud Gimel. We're in the middle of the Shiloh, what the Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said, that we're afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife will die on Yom Kippur, so therefore we have to prepare him a second wife. Kedei that on a tzad, his first wife dies, still he has another wife. Because the Pasuk says, V'chipa bado yivad beisoi, that he has to have a wife. So Murray asked the question, again, why does it help Stam to prepare a second wife? The Torah says, beisoi, it has to be his wife. So Gemara says, Taki married her. Gemara says, Beisa means the koneslei. True, he made beer also before Yom Kippur. For the Gemara then, the kasher is, the Pasuk says, V'chipa bado yivad beisoi, v'loi bad shtei batim. Mashma, the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to have one wife. He can't have two wives. So how do we say, let him marry a second wife before Yom Kippur, today that he'll have a second wife, that on the tzad the first wife dies. He'll have another wife, that's good if the first one dies. But let's say she doesn't die, he's going to have two wives. So the Torah says, watch, he can only have one wife, Kohen Gadol, during Yom Kippur. So Mori answers, the Hoda Megarishlo. I'll tell you, Taka, he has to give her a get. For the Gemara, Megarishlo, if he gives his second wife a get, Hoda Kushna Duchten. Then we're back to the first kasha. Like if Yehuda is afraid that maybe his first wife will die. So what is it going to help you if she dies? The second wife, he gave her a get? He's not married to her anymore. And the Gemara, Loitzricha de Megarish Lo Al Tanai. We're talking about now, he gives the second wife a get on a Tanai, and a certain condition. Now, Stamadu, the Ritvor Stam makes Akdom here. Like, really, what are we afraid of? We're afraid that maybe his wife will die on Yom Kippur, and then the Avoid will be puzzled. Because the Pasuk says the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. So the Pasuk of the Kasher is, why do we have to let him get married to the second wife before Yom Kippur? Just give him a Shidduch. Let the wife be prepared. And on the Tzad, when the first wife dies, let's say on Yom Kippur, right then he'll marry the second wife on Yom Kippur itself. Like the whole question is now, we say he has to marry her before Yom Kippur. And then the question is, he has two wives, so we're going to have to give a get to both of them, we'll soon see, with Tanoim. The Pashta Kasher is, don't be so afraid. Don't let him get married before Yom Kippur to the second wife. He's only married to one. Now, on the Tzad, the first one dies on Yom Kippur, then he'll get married to a second wife. Like, let the wife just be ready. So Ritvor gives two terutzim. One terutz is, Enechanami, Midiraisa, he's allowed to marry on Yom Kippur, but the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to be Mekadosh Anisha on a Yom Tif on Yom Kippur or Shabbos. Therefore, as with the Rabbonin, we don't want to make the Kedushin on Yom Kippur. Therefore, we want him to be married from before Yom Kippur already. His second teretz is that we're afraid maybe the first wife will die in the middle when the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah. He's in the middle, he's Lefnai Lefnim, on Yom Kippur, doing the Avodah, and all of a sudden his first wife dies. So what is he going to do then? Mashmi is not allowed to leave the Avodah in the middle of the Avodah. And to continue doing the Avodah, he can't, because he doesn't have a wife now. So that's what we're afraid. We're afraid maybe his wife will die in the middle when he's doing an Avodah on Yom Kippur, and then he can't stop the Avodah, and he can't continue, so be stuck. So that's why the Gemara's mashma, that he bedavka has to marry the second wife before Yom Kippur. So now the question is, he has two wives, and the Torah says, no, v'chipa bado yivad beisoi, he could only have one wife and not two wives. So the Torah says he gives her a get. For the Gemara, if he gives the mamash a get, so he's back to only one wife, why does it help you? Maybe that wife will die on Yom Kippur. Tomorrow says, Leitzricha, first the big line, Leitzricha de Megarish La Tanai. He gives the second one a get, one a Tanai on condition. The Yom Aloy tells it like this, Hareze Gitcha, here's your get, of Albanas Shetamaisi. Only on a condition that you're going to die. On the side you're going to die, then this get is a good get. Fred the Gemara, Abavadil Molay Maisa. Maybe she won't die though, the second one. Fehevile Shnei Batim, and a Vaita will be married to two wives. So Rashi makes Akdom here to say, let's see Rashi inside. Amanasha Tumaisi. Rashi makes Akdom here, B'yoyim Kippur, that I'm only giving you the get if you die on Yom Kippur. V'yemeisa boiv b'yoyim, and if she does die today, nimtza get l'mafreya, then the get was chal at the beginning of the day. V'yem kan ela bayis echud, then he only has one wife. V'yem loy meisa hi, let's say she doesn't die, u meisa chaverta, but the first wife dies, then it's very good. Nishir Oloi Zois, he's married to the second one. Shein ha get. The get is not chal because he only gave her a get. Amanashi dies. But Amanashi stays alive. The Kedushin was a good Kedushin. So Rashi says, V'chol sug yezois, ain't tirutzim shabo, yecholim lamed. Every question now the Gemara is going to ask back and forth doesn't really make too much sense. Like every question, really, you could say the teretz is not a good teretz. There's a lot of questions on every terrace the Gemara is going to say now. The Gemara is only giving us a derech like how to ask questions back and forth. If you want to say this way, this is going to be shver. If you want to say this, this is going to be shver. In other words, until we come to the maskana of the last teretz, don't be worried. Like every question is back and forth. You're a good question, not a good question. Till we come to the maskana of what the real teretz is. But so far we want to say he gave his second wife a get before Yom Kippur on a Tanai that if you die, then the get's a good get. So for that Gemara, what kind of answer is that? The Dumalai Maisa, maybe the second one won't die. The heavy Loshnei Batim, then she'll be married to two wives, and that's no good. Have the Gemara Elo Diomolo. Eli tells his wife like this. Hareze Gitcha, he gives the second one a get. Al Manash Loiti Maisi, on the tzad that you do not die. If you do not die, then the get's a good get. For the Gemara, Eloi Maisa, if she doesn't die, Migrish Allah. So the Gemara explains like now. Explains like this. Eloi Maisa, the second one doesn't die, Migrish Allah. Then the get is Chal, he's not married to the second one. The Maisa, and let's say the second one does die, Hakai Mahach, he has his first wife. So that's a good Eitzah. He'll still have his first wife. For the Gemara, what kind of Eitzah is this though? For Dilma, Eloi Maisa, maybe the second one will not die. The Hevele Gita, the high Gita, and then the second one's get is a good get. Like he gave her a get, Al-Manashi will not die. Now maybe the second one will live through Yom Kippur. So then the get is a good get, he's not married at all to the second one. Uvaita umaisa chaverta. And why aren't we afraid that maybe the first one will die? His maybe the first one will die and not the second one. And then v'kom le'belei bayis, then the Kohen Gadol has no wife at all. On the tzad, the first one dies, and the second one doesn't die, so the Tanai of the get was, Al-Manas, you don't die, the get's a good get. So on the side, the second one doesn't die, he doesn't have a wife, the get was a good get. And maybe the first one dies, vice is without a wife. So the man, that's not an Eitzah. We're still afraid, maybe the Kohen Gadol will be without a wife on Yom Kippur, and the Avodah will be possible. Elo, the Teretz is like this. Elo, the Omolo, he tells his wife, his second wife, Almanas Shetomus Achas Meken. He slapped off the second one. He gives vices both his wives to get. And he says, I want to get to Bichal, either one of you, whoever dies, to get this Chal. He says, Almanas Shetomus Achas Meken. If one of you two die, then to get this Chal. Now, Miso Hokai Mahach. If one dies, he's still married to the other one. Mesahach, on the side the first one dies, Hokai Mahach, he's left with the second one. So Mamanashach will have one wife. But the Gemara still, this is no good. Maybe neither of them will die. If he only gave them a get, Almanas, one of them die. But if neither of them die, then there's no get in here. And then he's married to two wives. So this is also not a good Eitzah. Like again, how can you marry both of them and give them both a get on a Tanai that if one of you die, the get is Chal. If neither of them die, the get is not Chal. Then he's married to two wives. So let's be afraid, maybe during Yom Kippur, neither of them will die, and Lamais will have Shnei Batim, and that's no good. The Pasuk says, V'chipa Bado Yavad Beisoi, V'loi Bat Shnei Batim, he can't have two wives on Yom Kippur. V'yoid, another kasher is, V'chi Hagavna Mihevi Gita, in such a case like this, if you give your wife a get, Almanas that she dies, Mashma calls the man she's alive, the get is not Chal. For the Gemara, is that a get at all? Mihevi Gita, in such a case, is that called a good get? V'yoma Rava, Rava said like this, if somebody gives his wife a get and says, "Hareze gitchom al menash leitish deyayin," I'm giving you a get, but on the condition that you do not drink wine the rest of your life. Kol yemei chayei, the rest of your life, v'chayeichi, or else calls them an am alive. The locher is ein zekrisis. That's not called a good get. There's no krisis here. Why? A get has to mean you give your wife a get, you're finished with her. You have nothing to do with her, no more strings attached. But here that you have strings attached the rest of your life, that calls the man you're alive, that calls the man she's alive, she's not allowed to drink wine, so without this in condition here, the rest of her life, that's not called a get. A get has to mean your karas, you're finished with her. And if you make such a tanai, that the rest of her life, I'm only giving you a get, almanas, you don't drink wine the rest of your life. But if she drinks wine once the rest of her life, the get is not a good get, but chal, that's not called a good get. Mashenke, kol yimechai pleini. If you don't make the tonight totally, I'll give you a get, Almanas, you don't drink wine the rest of your life. But rather you say, Amnas, you don't drink wine, Kolzaman this Reuven, Kolzaman somebody else is life. Now it's Kolzaman Reuven is alive. Then we say Harezu Krisis. That's called the good get. Why? Because it's possible this Reuven will die next year, and after that there's no more strings attached. So it's possible you're giving your wife a get, that there will come a time when there'll be no strings attached, no more tanoim. That's called the good get. But if you make a tanai with the Isha, that calls them on her life, or calls them on your life, so the tanai will be calls them on your life, that's not called krisis. Ma'ashenkin, if it's just almanas, al chayi ploini, somebody else's life, then we say when that person dies, there's no more tanoim. That's called the good get. But I call for him here, you can't give her a get to say, almanas, that one of you die, smash was told in your lifetime, because that's not called krisis. Elos the Gemara says, the omelo, you have to tell your wife like this, hareze gitcho, you give your second one, you marry a second wife before Yom Kippur, and you give her a get before Yom Kippur, and say the get is only chal almanas shloi tomos chavrosechem. Only almanas if my first wife doesn't die. Then I want the get to be chal. So manashach, iloi misa, if she doesn't die, iloi misa chaverto migrisho. If his first wife does not die, then the second one is get is chal. He gave his second wife a get, almanas, that the first one does not die. So if the first one did not die during Yom Kippur, then the second wife's get was already chal from before Yom Kippur. Because he gave her the get before Yom Kippur, on a tanai that the first one doesn't die. So that's a good etzah. That now, if the first one's alive, then the second one's get is chal, he's not married to the second one. V'imaisaho, what are we afraid, maybe the first wife will die, and he won't have a wife? No. Ha'kaimaho, then he has the second wife. Because he got married to a second wife. And the condition was, I'm giving you a get only almanas, the first one does not die. But on the side, the first one does die, the get's not called a good get. So then I'm married to the second one. This is a good etzah. But Monashach will only have one wife. If the first one stays alive, then the get is chal for the second one. If the first one dies, then the second get is not chal, he's married to the second one. So Monashach, throughout Yom Kippur, he's only going to have one wife. So the Gemara, there's still something shver. V'dilma ma'isa chaverta bepalga de'avoida. Maybe his first wife will die in the middle of Yom Kippur. Well, he already did some avoidas hayoim. Now his wife first dies. In other words, he did some avoidas in the day, and 12 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when his first wife dies. V'igloi milsa, it's going to come out now, l'mafreya, de'gita deho, lav gitahu. Now, your second wife, you gave her a get only what? Almanas, the first one does not die. But now that the first one died, the second get is not chal, it's not called a good get. So Lamaisa, your second wife, you're married to her. She is your wife, the second one, right? Is lav gitu. Now what's shver now? The oved lay avoido b'shnei batim. It comes up now in Yom Kippur in the morning, when the Kohen Gadol started to do his work in the morning, the first few avoidas, at that time he had two wives. Because since the first one died on Yom Kippur, the second wife is your wife. You gave the second one a get only almanas, the first one lives. But on the side, the first one dies, the get is not a good get. So Monashach, the second lady is your wife, though Yom Kippur. Now Yom Kippur in the morning, your first wife is still alive. So at the time you did the first avoidus, you had two wives. So that avoidus is possible. So why it's no good to say so? We have to be afraid maybe your first wife is going to die in the middle of the day. So then, the Kozman, she was alive, the avoid you did then, you had two wives at that time. It's possible then, those avoid is no good. So vaitin is not a good answer. So more so the answer is like this. Ela di omolo, you have to tell your wife like this. Tell the second one. Hareza gitcha, before Yom Kippur, after you married her, and he had beer with her. Then he gives her a get, and he says, Almanas, she tomas chavrosecha. I'm giving you a get, Almanas, that your chavra, the first wife, dies. Ay, v'dilma maisi chaverto. Maybe the first one will die. V'heve legito, tai gito. And then the get will be chal. V'kom leb lebayit. Kru is not a good etzah. You want to give the second one a get, almanas, the first one dies. So then we have to be afraid. Maybe the first one will die, and the get will be chal, and he'll have no wives. So what kind of etzah is that? He'll be without a wife. It's no good. It can't go to last to have a wife on Yom Kippur. V'kom leb lebayit. So that's also not a good etzah. Elo, let's try like this. Elo de Vagarish Lahu Letavayu. He gives both of them a get. Again, before Yom Kippur, he got married to two wives. And now before Yom Kippur, he gives both wives a get. L'choda omalo. To a first wife, he says like this. Or whichever one. L'choda, one of them, he says, omalo hareze gitcha, this is your get. Almanash le Thomas Harvasecha. It's only atnai almanash, the second one does not die. If the second one does not die, then this get is a good get. Then you're not my wife anymore. It's almanash le Thomas Harvasecha. That's what you say to one. Ulechoda, to the second wife, you say, omalo. Hareze gitcha, I'm giving you a get, almanas on the condition, shletich nasil lebeis haknesses, on the condition that you do not go into shul. But when you go into shul, then the get is a good get. So the more I mean to say is like this. You gave the first one a get, only almanas le Thomas Harvasecha. Only almanas, the first one, does not die. Hareze gitcha almanas, shletich Thomas Harvasecha. This is a good get, almanas, the first one, does not die. Yareza gitcha amnas shlei Thomas. I'm giving you a get amnas. The first one does not die. Amnas shlei Thomas chavrasechem. If she does not die, she's alive, right? Then your get is a good get. But if she does die, then your get is not a get. So now married to the second one. So the question was, do we have to be afraid that maybe the first one will die in the middle of the day? So the second get is not chal, but at the beginning of the day he had two wives. So Teretz says to the first wife, he says, L'chod omalon, hareze gitcha, I'm giving you a get also. Almanas shatichnas lebeis haknesses. Almanas that you do not go into shul. So Gemara means to say, poshut is that on the tzad, the first one, she's going to die, so then she should go into shul. So she goes into shul, then the get is called a good get. Hareze gitcha, almanas, I'm giving you a get, almanas that you do not go into shul. But if you go into shul, then the get's a good get. The first one I'm giving a get, almanash, you do not go into shul. Right, then your get's a good get. Fred Gemara, no. V'dilma loymayis chaverta. Maybe the other one will not die. Vaita, so then what? Then the first get is not a good get. Loy ayil hila beis haknesses. And also the second wife also won't go into shul. V'hevela gita de tavayu gita. And then both gets will be a good get. And he won't have any wife altogether. He's going to get made to know him here. That one I'm giving you a get, almanas, the other one doesn't die. So maybe the other one won't die, so your get was a good get. And you gave the other one a get, almanas, she goes, doesn't go into shul. But if she goes into shul, the get's not a good get. So maybe she won't go into shul. And therefore her get would be a good get. So the Gemara is not a good answer either. It could be both Tanoim will be Mekayim, so both Gitim will be Chal, and she'll be left without a wife. He'll be left without a wife. This is not a good answer to give. Again, this last answer was he gave both of them Gitim, and one he said a raise Gitcham Nashle Thomas Chavasechem. This is a get on the side the first one doesn't die. So Gemara asks, we have to be afraid. Maybe the first one will not die. Then the second get is Yichal, but he also gave the first one a get, and he said to him, Hareze Gitcham Nash. So tichlus lebeis haknesses. Almanas, you don't go to shul, the get will be good. So we have to be afraid, maybe that one won't go to shul either. So if she doesn't go to shul today, so her get is a good get. So we have to be afraid, both gitim will be chal. So then again, he'll be stuck without a wife. So that's possible. The avoid is not a good avoider. Tomorrow says another reitzah. Elo, you have to say like this. Elo lechodo omalo hareze gitcho almanas shloi Thomas chavrasecha. To the second wife, he says, I'm giving you a get, but it's only a good get. Almanas, the first one does not die. On the tzad, the first one dies. Then I don't want to get to bichal because I have to have a wife. Then I want to be married to you. But on the tzad, the first one does not die. Then I want to get to bichal. So if the first one dies early in the morning, don't talk about it. Then it's good because then he's married to the second one, not to the first one. But the question was, maybe the first one will die in the middle of the day, and then in the morning he had two wives. So he goes like this. So lechoda to the first wife, he says, "Omalah hareze gitcha. Here's a get. Almanas sheikonas ani lebeis haknesses. Almanas that me myself, I'll go into shul. That's for tonight. In other words, if the kohen gadol goes into shul today, mashma not the beis hamikdash. Beis haknesses here means someplace else. Either in the beis hamikdash on the side room there was a beis haknesses, or he has to go someplace else out of the beis hamikdash. But the kitzi says to the first one, I'm giving you a get only almanas that I myself go into the basic kinesis. Now the case is like this. The maisa ho kaim ho. Let's say the first one dies, so then the second one is married to the second one. Because he only gave the second one a get, almanas, the first one does not die. But almanas, the first one dies, then the get is not chal. So on the tzad, the first one dies, he's married to the second one. Vi maisoho, kaimoho, and if the second one, if the first one, again, I'm not sure going to go a little bit, the maisoho, the first one dies, the kaimoho. Vi maisoho, the second one dies, the kaimoho, he has the first one. What could you say? Dilma maisoho, verta, bapalga di avoida. Let's be afraid maybe his first wife will die in the middle of the day. So then the question was that since he gave the second one a get only al-manas, the first one does not die. But now that she died in the middle of the day, so the second get is not chal. So for sure he's married to the second wife. So the question is, if the first one dies in the middle of the day, at the beginning of the morning, he had two wives, that there it is, Dilma maisoho, chaverta, bapalga di avoida, this was the kasha. And then it comes out that in the morning, when the Kohen Gadol did the avoid in the morning, he had two wives, because at that time the first one was still alive. But since she died later on in the day, the second get was not chal, so the second wife was always his wife. And he had the first one in the morning. The teretz is, he gave though the first one a get on a tenai that what? Al manas that he goes into a basic kinesis. Now we chazi lo, the koboy ilamemis. If the Kohen Gadol sees that his first wife, I got a heart attack, she's about to die, he saw that something's happened to his first wife, Kodom Iyu, V'yayi LeBeis HaKnesses. There's a portion of Eitzah now. Let the Kohen Gadol now go into the Beis HaKnesses on Yom Kippur, or Mishavi L'Gita, Toha Gita L'Mafreya. And then it comes out his first wife's get was a good get. He gave his first wife a get before Yom Kippur on the Tanai. That this is a good get. That Manas on Yom Kippur, I go the Kohen Gadol into Shul. I want to get to Bichal. So what are we afraid of? That his first wife dies in the middle of the day. So the question was though, if the first wife dies, then the second wife for sure is his wife. The second get is not Chal, because the second get was only a get. Al Manas, the first one lives. Al Manas, the first one dies. The get is not a good get. So the second one for sure is his wife. The question was, though, he's still married to the first wife in the morning. The Teretz says, no. He gave his first wife a get on a Tanai that if I go into the shul, the get is chal. So if the Kohen Gadol sees that his first wife is sick and she's about to die, so the answer is, let him go into shul right now. So it comes out that that get was chal yesterday. So his first wife wasn't the wife altogether. And the second wife is his wife. Because the first one's going to die right away, and then the second get is not chal. So kids, so that's the answer how we get out of it. The get out of it clearly is, this is the maskana. How do we have a Kohen Gadol at all times to have one wife only? That before Yom Kippur Tach, he marries two wives. And he goes to both of them with two gittin. One get he gives the second wife to say, this is a good get, only Almanas, the first one lives. But Almanas, the first one dies throughout Yom Kippur, the get's not a good get. So Marashach, if the first one lives throughout Yom Kippur, so then the second get is chal, he's not married to the second wife, he's only married to the first wife, he only has one wife. Almanas, the first one dies, then we say he's married to the second one, because then the get is not chal. But the question was, maybe the first one will die in the middle of the day, so in the morning, at the time when she was still alive, he had two wives, and that avoided his puzzle. That there it says, he gave the first one a get also before Yom Kippur, on a condition on tonight, that I go into shul. So it's up to the Kohen Gadol. Whenever the Kohen Gadol sees that his wife is about to die, he'll go into shul. So maybe the get is chal, she was not his wife, and then she'll die on Yom Kippur. So then who is he married to? To the second wife. So Kitsi always has one wife. So the Ritzvot just asked the question, like, why does the Gemara have to say that if he sees his wife getting very sick, he'll go into shul. Mashmi has to go into the basic nesis before she dies. L'chura, the better answer is, let's wait, if his first wife does die in Yom Kippur, after she dies, then he'll go into the basic nesis. Because if he goes into the basic nesis on Yom Kippur, that was his tonight. He gave his first wife to get Erev Yom Kippur. I'm giving you a get, Almanach. That if I go into shul tomorrow, says get this chal when? It's chal right now on Erev Yom Kippur. So I don't care if he goes into shul after she dies. Even though she dies first on Yom Kippur. But after she dies, now he goes into shul. So then they get this chal when yesterday. So he's never married to her. And the Gemara's mashma, no, the Gemara's mashma that if he sees his wife getting very sick, he'll go into shul right now, before she dies. So Tavor, one teretz with Tavor says, Einach Nami, he bedafka has to go to shul before she dies. Because if she dies first, then the tonight won't be chal. And she have to have the kima get before she dies. If she dies first, then the get won't be chal. But he goes, like Tapshar, he says, why not? The get is chal l'mafreya. If you go into shul today, then l'mafreya yesterday the get was chal. So why do I care if she dies first, but the get could be chal l'mafreya? So it was as enechnam. The Gemara just means like it's better to do it this way. Like better not to have any problems. As soon as you see your wife's going to die, she's so sick, go into shul. Even if you didn't make it to the Beis Knesset before she dies, but as long as you're going to the Beis Knesset on Yom Kippur, you're makayim your tanai that the first one's get was chal before Yom Kippur. So as if you're not married to on Yom Kippur, who is your wife? Only the second one. So that's the Eitzah, how the Kohen Gadol at all times has only one wife during Yom Kippur. Pray the Gemara. Mask of Lor Ravasi, Vitamer Rav Avira, Elamayatom, Shtei Yevomis. If, let's say, you have two brothers, and one brother is married to two wives, and that brother dies, and they had no children, so Lachri is a mitzvah Yibum. So you're going to tell me now, in such a case, there's no mitzvah Yibum. Why? Because the brother had two wives, two batim. Elamayatom, Shtei Yevomis. If your brother had two wives, Haboyis Mibayis Echad, means one brother had two wives, and then he died, your brother, lo yisyavmu, there should be no mitzvah yibum here. Why? Because the pasuk says bias. The pasuk says, Rashi Elamiyata, Kibun Yamin Liel, Beisoy. The pasuk says, Bayam Kippur, Vichipa Bado Yavad Beisoy. And you're making a diak, Ein Kan Shtayim Bamashma. When it says Beisoy Mashma, only one wife and not two wives. Avizoy Shtayivam Saboyim Meyechod. The Torah says Loshen by Bayis by Yevama. What's Loshen? It doesn't mean on the pasuk here. The Kitzah by Yevama is also by the Pasha Yevama. The pasuk also says you should be Miyabein the Bayis base Ochiv. So it says only Bayis Echad, Mashma only one. So what's going to be if your wife had two wives? There shouldn't be any mitzvah Yevam. And the Gemara, no, the Pasuk says, Yevimtoi, Yevimtoi Riboy. Pasuk clearly, Yevimtoi, an extra Pasuk. Even if your wife had two, your brother had two wives. So there are two Yevamis now, still there's a mitzvah Yevam. But the Gemara, Mask of La Ravina, Vitema Rav Sharviyah, Elamayatev, so, the way we said before, that the Pasuk says, by Kohen Gadol V'chipavad Beisoi, Beisoi means not only is he married to a Bekedushin, but he has to have beer with her also. He had to have Nesuin with her also. That's called Beisoi. But the Gemara here by Yevam it also has a lashon of Beisoi. So Elamayat, if so, Arusa letit letis yabim. There should not be any mitzvah yibum if your brother only had kedushin with his wife. He didn't have nesuyin yet, and then your brother dies. There should be no mitzvah yibum because the pasuk says Beisachiv, and we know that the law is not like that. We know even if your brother only had kedushin with his wife, still there's a mitzvah yibum. Have the Gemara Hachutza L'Rabbe Sesarutza. There's an extra posik in the Pashas of Yevama. It says in the posik Hachutza, Mashma, even though she's like outside, she only had Kedushin with your brother. She did not have Nesuyin, still there's a Mitzvah Yevam. L'Rabbe Sesarutza. Tana Rabbonim, not in a Braisa. Koyen Godel Makriv Oinin. A Koyen Godel, even though he's an Oinin, even though one of his Mishpachas died today, and they didn't bury him yet, still a Koyen Godel is allowed to do the Avoida. Lav Davka on Yom Kippur. Any day of the year, even though a Kohen Gadol is in my name, still is allowed to do the avoda. Abaviyani oichel, but to eat the kachim, that is not allowed to. Rashi makrivoyning, the Rachmona Shaya dechsev liaviv uleimoy lo yitamei or menamikdash lo yetsi for lo yichalom. We dash this by a Kohen Gadol that a Kohen Gadol, even though his mother or father died, he's not allowed to leave the Beis Hamikdash and he's allowed to do the avoda. For the Ashina Meshchitas Kodshim, the Neis Ove V'Imoi, V'Yenet Tzorach Lotzis Mekdushosoi, Klal Lios Oymed Omakriv, Kilo Echil Lavadosoi Bekach, that he's not Mechalas Avoida, he's allowed to do the Avoida, even though he's anointing. Umino Yafin, if here we learn out, Ha Koyin Hedyit, Shlo Yotzechilu. Mashenk and a Koyin Hedyit, he's not allowed to do the Avoida. If his father, one of his Meshpacha dies, he has to leave the Beis Hamikdash, he can't do the Avoida. V'im is called his V'Mechalal the Avoida. But a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avoida, v'yeinu oichudo. Said Rashi, shloi hutra kan ela Avoida. The Kodeshim asurum l'yoinin. Mashenkin Kodeshim is also to be eaten by a person that's anointing. Kal v'choyim m'maisa akal. Sh'am retoru le'yachalti b'yoinim many. The Apostle says, by maisa sheni, you're not allowed to eat it when you're anointing. So it's a kal v'choyim m'maduch maisa sheni, which doesn't have so much kedusha. Anointing can't eat it. Avada Kodeshim. That has more kedusha to it, a kohen when he's a nine and can't eat it. And who then a kohen god also cannot eat the kachim. Right. Rabbi Yehuda says kol hayoyin. He says the whole day. We'll soon see what it means the whole day. For the Gemara, my kol hayoyin. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean? Right. Says by a kohen god when he's a nine, the whole day he could do something. Izomar Rava said lanitzochelo lohaviyah mitoich beisoi. That's what it means to bring him from his house. So So drashi lahavi mitech beisayim mitzvahu sheyevuyu lamikdash lavoid kol ayoyim delafachat saroi. V'chikam Rabbi Yehuda kol ayoyim yei osik takrovon. That if a kohen gadol, if one of his mishpacha died, even though he's not on the Beis HaMikdash now, there's an Indian Badavka to drag him, bring him to the Beis HaMikdash, and Badavka let him do the avoid his whole day today. Why? To take away his tsar. Like to take away his tsar, since he's allowed to do the avoidah, Rabbi Yehuda said there's an Indian to go and bring him, Badavka to do the avoidah. This is the Havamina. That you're allowed to drag the kohen gadol, bring him from his house to the Beis HaMikdash to do the avoidah, even though he's anointing. Omalei Abaye, for the Abaye, that can't be pshat.